For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. As society becomes more dependent on technology from smartphones to driverless cars, the need for increased security has grown, and not just for financial institutions. The University of South Carolina and Governor Nikki Haley recently announced the formation of SC Cyber, a coalition of educators, industry, and government designed to protect information and anticipate the problems posed by new uses of technology. USC Computer Science Professor Chilla Farkas leads the university's cybersecurity educational program. She said it makes good sense to bring together leaders from these various sectors.
We know from past experience, from history, that we really need to bring together technical experts, legal, academic experts, psychologists. So cybersecurity is not only the technology.
According to SC Cyber founding director Les Eisner, most people don't realize the many ways their personal information is conveyed and can be compromised today.
If you buy a newer automobile, that vehicle generates 25 gigabytes of data per hour you're driving on the road, and in some cases your key fob is the portal to that data. When you bring your key fob to your local dealer, they know your VIN number, they know your home address, they know all your stuff like that.
In addition to business and government, the law is just beginning to address cybersecurity issues, Eisner said.
You can take, in most cases, 20th century case law and apply it to 21st century technical problems, but that's getting more and more difficult when we're having to deal with things like ransomware. And then you take an element of remittance like Bitcoin or cryptocurrency and lay that on top of the IT cyber domain. It's pretty daunting and challenging for the best of the industry and the best of government to know what is going on.
Cybersecurity specialist Kelly Truesdale said the law actually has not caught up with cyber advances.
Really what you're looking at is a situation where technology has really outpaced the development of the laws that back it. So rather than tons of new laws, I think it's just really starting to analyze how current laws can be applied in the technological world that we have.
Farkas said the consequences of ignoring cybersecurity could be more serious than even financial loss or the release of personal information. It could have a high cost in human life.
What happens if, say, airplane controllers malfunctions and planes collide in air? How about this railroad crossing is not functioning properly because somebody maliciously tampered with the control systems? They can all create devastating scenarios.
Cybersecurity is an expanding field, with an estimated 37% increase predicted for the cyber workforce in the next few years. As an example, Eisner said that in the not-too-distant future, cyber insurance is estimated to be a multi-billion dollar industry.
The insurance industry is going to ultimately force a standard, kind of like your liability insurance if you get an automobile, that says, we will insure you in the cyber domain, but you've got to have these 10 things, and if you don't have these 10 things, then we're not going to insure you.
Protection against cyber attacks is a serious concern, but Farkas hopes that people will realize the danger can be minimized with education and wise choices.
You are at risk when you are driving your car, but we learn how to live with that risk. And I do hope that we will learn how to live with cyber risk.
Eisner said as SC Cyber adds more partners, the smarter the alliance will be and the better protected society will be. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.